Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, a cool and cloudy Friday morning. Chance of rain today, too. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. You may remember hearing earlier this year about the Future for Frontliners state scholarship program. Anybody in Michigan without a college degree who was an essential worker earlier this year qualifies. So how do you cash in on that? Joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about it, the Director of Admissions and Marketing at St. Clair County Community College, Tom Kephart. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is something that's promised to those frontline workers that put in, some pretty grueling hours and worked in really hazardous conditions, and now's their chance to get something for it.
Yes, absolutely. It's a state scholarship program, and it was aimed at, as you mentioned, people who are working in essential industries. In the spring, during the shutdown, so if you were working in one of those industries between April 1st and June 30th, you're eligible to be part of this program.
And you can do it at SC4. You're going to have an information session on this, right?
Yes, we are. We've got one coming up next Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. It's going to be done over Zoom, and we'll have more information about it at that meeting. If people are interested in participating in that, we just need them to send us an email at recruitment@sc4.edu by next Tuesday, and then we'll send you the link to the Zoom meeting.
As I understand it, Tom, this scholarship is available for people in any field of study. Is that right?
That's correct. The only thing that is for community college, you can't have already received an associate degree. So if you're currently enrolled at SC4 or at another community college, you may be eligible if you meet the other requirements. If you already have a certificate, a one-year certificate program from SC4 or another community college, you can also be eligible. But if you've already got an associate degree previously, you would not be eligible.
And people that qualify for this and want to utilize it can use it as early as the winter semester, can't they?
That's right. It's intended for people that want to start anytime during the calendar year 2021. So our winter semester begins right after the first of the year. So you could go in the winter, you could go in the summer, or you could also, we have a number of people who are talking about starting next fall. But it would be it would work for any of those start times.
And enrollment is open now for the winter semester, isn't it?
It is. Yes, we've got all the information on the SC4 website, sc4.edu. You can preview the classes if you're not already a student. There's a link right there at the top in the top banner that you can take a look at what classes are being offered. Of course, you can take a look at all of the programs as well. And if you have any questions, there's a button, to get in touch with us right away. Either by sending us a quick form of what your question is, or down in the lower right-hand corner of the website, the time that we're open during the day, we have people who are also answering questions via chat. So any questions that people have, we can get them answered for you.
There you go. And doing it via online as opposed to walking into the admissions office these days, that's kind of how that works, isn't it?
It is. It's the hardest part of it. And I know it's true of, virtually everything that we're doing right now is that, I really miss the face-to-face interaction, but that's just not the best way to do it right now. So we do have a number of different ways that we can get a hold of you. We can, if you prefer phone, that's fine. If you prefer email, we can do that. And we can also contact you using technology like Zoom.
I know one of the questions people have when they start talking about the winter semester, Tom, is are these going to be in-person or online classes? And it's probably going to, at least to start, be online, isn't it?
It'll be very similar to what we have this fall. We have certain programs, Paul, that, like the occupational programs, engineering tech, our healthcare programs, that are just very difficult to try to do completely remote. It's very hard to teach welding over a computer connection. So those programs have been meeting in person with social distancing, masks, where people have to work closely together. They're wearing both a mask and a face shield. The classrooms are cleaned regularly. So, you know, we're trying to keep things as safe as we can. But yes, the bulk of classes where they can be done, either completely online or where it can be done remotely, where the we have some classes where the instructor is meeting at a particular time and they're in the classroom, but there's nobody in the classroom. They're basically broadcasting the class to their students. All of those options are there. And so we do have students on campus, but it's certainly a much reduced number than we normally would have.
Very different, as everything is in the year 2020 and probably going well into 2021 as well. Tom, the Future for Frontliners program information session, which you're going to do on the 18th, that's next Wednesday, via Zoom. How do people get registered for this?
They can email us at recruitment@sc4.edu. And then we will reply by email, and we'll give you all the information about how to log into the Zoom meeting. If people have just general questions about the program first or want to go directly to the State of Michigan website, you can also go to sc4.edu/F4F. So Futures for Frontliners, F4F. And that takes you to our page that has all the frequently asked questions about the program. The first step in that is going to the State of Michigan's Futures for Frontliners website and filling out a short form. And then if students haven't already done a federal financial aid form, the FAFSA, they can also get that done ahead of time. That's one of the requirements for it as well. But sc4.edu/F4F for any questions that people have.
Very good. Tom, thanks so much for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Paul.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Good talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye.